Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's start off with an around the NFL note. Bill Belichick was asked to comment on the reinstatement of Josh Gordon.
Yes, he was. Now they put a statement out of this, a written statement.
Yeah.
Prior to.
It's never clear whether, like, Josh Gordon and his return, even the Patriots, like, they don't even acknowledge, like, the league ruling that he's okay to come back.
Right. They don't care.
And within the game, Bill Belichick was interviewed, and here's how it went on TV.
Well, joining me now is Patriot head coach Bill Belichick. Before I even want to talk about the first half, I do want to bring up Josh Gordon, because you put out a statement earlier today. Anything you'd like to add to that?
Nope.
Not at all?
No, that's why I put out the statement.
Okay. All right. Good luck in the second half.
Didn't even ask him about the first half.
Man.
Like, before we get to the first half, he got shut down so badly that he lost all his entire plan of interviewing Belichick.
He was shook.
He was shook.
He was thrown. That's what he was. You've got to know that when Bill says no the first time, you move on. You cut your losses and move on.
That's why I put out the statement.
Right. Don't let him go with it. No, that's my wrong. Just when he said no, that's it. Oh, okay. All right, cool. Well, what did you think about this guy's performance? What do you think about this?
Yeah.
That's what you got to do. You got to know how to work Bill. This guy obviously doesn't know how to work Bill.
I don't think there's any way to work him.
No.
The way to work him is don't ask anything.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't bring it up.
Good luck in the second half.
Him or Pop?
For what?
The in-game interview.
Oh, you want to interview. See, Popovich is nicer, but he may also try to embarrass you.
He might.
Belichick's not trying to embarrass you. He's just not going to give you a sentence.
Yeah.
But Pop's going to give you a sentence, but you could get humiliated.
Yeah, Pop will give you a full sentence, potentially with two commas in that sentence.
Yeah.
Bill won't. Bill will just give you a one-word kind of answer.
Nope.
Mumble.
Not happening. Nope. Do you want to hear the Rangers, Jared Sandler singing from Emily Jones, Jonathan Shipman, or Skin? As yesterday, there was a huge fundraising effort to try to fix Ranger insider Jared Sandler's house. Got flooded twice, and everyone showed up in Arlington. We have heard already Tony Beasley, who was the star singing John Legend, Rangers third base coach.
All right, Shippy was in a band, I believe, at one point.
Yeah, he played drums.
Okay, which means he's going to take this seriously, so I don't want to hear that.
Okay.
So Skin or Emily Jones? I think Skin could be he could be a little star here, a little hidden star. Let's do Skin.
All right, here is Skin, I think, trying to be the Cookie Monster, performing his song to help raise money for Jared.
Who electric as are you? And then we take it higher. Out in the streets. Out in the streets. Out in the daytime. Out in the night. Oh God, we go down to electric as are you. And then we take it higher.
There you go. That's Skin.
That is Cookie Monster right there. He went way back on that one. He went back a couple of years on that. He that was not a new song. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah.
Some people sing new. Some people sing, that was old. That was early 80s right there.
Here is Jonathan Shipman. Let's see if Shippy was better than Skin with his karaoke efforts.
I don't ever want to feel like I did that day. Take me to a place I love.
Not bad.
Not bad. Fun fact, the guy who was running the karaoke was in a Red Hot Chili Peppers cover band.
Okay.
So he did it. He had to do it for him. Right there. You know, he's playing to the crowd. He tried. He tried hard on that one. It doesn't sound at all like Chippy.
No.
It doesn't sound like
yeah, that guy's awake.
That guy's awake. Yeah. He's on time.
Yeah.
You know, he's completely with it.
Coherent.
He's got all of his faculties about him.
Yeah.
It was different Chippy than we're used to.
And then finally, Emily Jones, who has starred also in Yo Roger Raps with the great Roger Emmerich, the Hall of Famer. Rest in peace. Here's Emily singing what?
I felt bad for Emily in this because Emily comes in, and it's got to be 115 degrees on the field where she is at a 2 o'clock game.
Yeah.
And she comes in, poor girl, like, you know, she
tweeted
didn't have
something like, I smell like gym.
Yeah.
She said, I smell like recess.
Yeah. She didn't have time to shower. She smelled like a wet puppy, I'm sure. That's what it was. It was wet puppies. Like a bag of pennies. Bag of pennies smell exactly like kids do after recess.
I smell like this.
They smell like a bag of pennies. And I felt bad for her because she was out there at 115 degrees just sweating, and she's got to go to this event with a bunch of dudes.
Here's Emily singing for Sandler.
Ooh.
So good. She had flow. She had it all.
You guys got to, if you were there as a Tolo showing up to support Jared, you got to let me know what Matt Hicks was doing. When you guys in the commercial break, check out Hicksie. So what is that?
I have no idea.
Was he acting out like a Shakespeare scene?
I don't know what that was. Like, I saw him up there, and I saw him doing some kind of over-dramatic hand motions.
Yeah.
But I have no idea what he was singing, what he was doing.
Singing for Sandler. Props to Ben Rogers, helping organize. Joey Gallo went out there to line up the shields. John Daniels as well. And, of course, all the Tolos showing up for support. Underwear.
Underwear.
Let's see.
We all love underwear, except for Troy.
Sometimes, yeah. Troy has been going without.
Yep. I always wear it, though. I'm not a commando guy. But I do, and this was a survey of more than 2,000 American men and women in terms of how much they change their underwear or how little they change their underwear. Nearly half of the Americans surveyed admit they wear the same pair of underwear for 2 days or longer.
What?
Now, the max to me is 2 days. If you have to do it, you can wear it for 2 days. That to me is the max.
No type of physical exertion or exercise.
Correct.
You would want to avoid that if you're going to go 48 hours,
right.
Yes.
But living in the summer in Texas, you are going to sweat.
Is this guys? Is this guys and girls?
Guys and girls. It is completely acceptable for women because that underwear is wedged up in places that it will sweat.
What's your name? Laughing over there. What's your name? Natasha. Underwear 2 days in a row?
Would you like a microphone real quick?
Are you lying? She says no.
Do you believe her?
You can usually tell a liar being one yourself.
I am a liar. she looked down into the left. She is 100%
If you look
lying.
To the left, you're lying.
She was 100% lying.
All right.
She has definitely worn skivvies
laughing.
More than 2 days in a row.
All right.
Now, this is the disturbing part. 13% of people have worn the same underwear for a week or more. Men, 2.5 times more likely to do so than women.
No duh.
All right, with no duh.
No doubt.
But that is 1,000% unacceptable. I don't care how many times you turn this inside out. I don't care if you go to sleep.
Do you turn it inside out?
Sometimes people do. Okay. And I don't care if you sleep at night naked and you hang it out to dry. All right? That does not matter. You cannot wear the same underwear
this is
for
ridiculous.
A week straight.
All right, how much worse is it? We all do the jeans thing. Okay.
Jeans, but they
it's encouraged. You should
yeah,
do that.
You should.
You're not supposed to wash your jeans.
Why not?
Like creators of for the comfort of it, for the fit of it.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to wash them, but like once every 15 wears? I mean, you could wear it for 2 weeks
yeah,
straight. They encourage you
now,
to.
I do like wearing jeans that are freshly cleaned because they fit better. They're
too tight.
I
yeah,
don't
that,
like
you gotta
them.
You got to
no.
do the squat down.
That's a better fit. That's what I'm saying. That's
no,
the best
too
fit.
Tight. But is there that much of a difference with the jeans
yeah.
for 2 weeks straight versus the underwear? I mean, you're basically getting the jeans mid-thigh to the leg down for 2 weeks straight.
All right, let me ask you this. Does where the good Lord split you ever touch the jeans?
No.
No, but it touches the underwear, right?
I agree. It's there disgusting. There you go. It's disgusting. I didn't know people went two or more days with the same underwear.
I know. Now,
great question from the AutoFlex Leasing Fan Text at 817.
877.
Sorry, yeah, 877-881-1053 from the 817. A, do these rules apply to camping? And B, if you turn your underwear inside out, is it a brand new pair?
No.
You know,
I'm just asking the questions the fan texters are asking. This is not Roy asking. This is 817.
I got to say something that is probably really disgusting. I've always wondered about.
Go for it.
Yeah, get it.
Natasha,
out. Cover
your ears. What about the thong for ladies?
See,
isn't that disgusting?
Yeah.
Pull that, Eric.
Think about that.
Just in and of itself.
Are you kidding me?
It's wedged.
How is the wedge not like?
Oh, man. You ever notice how they don't make them in white?
All right, Natasha did not cover her ears.
You ever noticed that one?
I just never understood that.
It's always like a pinkish, kind of an off-brown.
Floss something up in there and then
whale tail.
Two or three more days?
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Once
you've had a good bathroom break, you really just can't wear the thong anymore.
When we
By the way, real quick,
yeah.
46% of those surveyed don't know the oldest pair of underwear they have.
Well, you just can look at it.
You can just look at
it.
Yeah, I know. Like, if it starts to get holes, if the elastic doesn't really work anymore. I try to get a new pair once a year.
Yeah.
Or a new package. But I keep recycling the same. I got 100 pair of it.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.